KX, mobile.
I'll be on the side.
Texas Mobile.
Come over and around, Dave. KO4HKX.
Yeah, I'm heading back from Lawrence. Should be back to the house in about 30 minutes. Just coming up 101 here. I just went down to see some friends of mine. And just take a little brain break out of the house, you know.
Do that every now and then.
A little nonsense for it when I get home, I'm sure.
See you tomorrow.
I hope so.
Hurting after a good night's sleep.
Yeah, you know, it just, every once in a while, you just got to take a little brain break and, you know, get out for a little bit and do your own thing, you know.
What you mean? I'm due a couple of those days.
Yeah, I got a little cabin fever going on. But, again, you know, just got to get out once in a while. Anyway, where you at?
I'm still here on Wade Hampton.
Wow, don't you have a ride home yet? Or you got, what, a good half an hour, 45-minute ride home?
About an hour and a half.
Hour and a half? Holy goodness. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that.
I still got to stop and get fuel. I have potential for one or two more customers. So I'll be lucky if I get home by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Wow. And you take the truck home with you, right?
I take it most of the way home. I leave it at a friend's auto repair shop in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah, my wife and I haven't been up there in a while either.
Look sometime.
Yeah, normally we do. We'll go up like to the Apple Farms or something, or we'll go up like to downtown Hendersonville and walk around town a little bit. It's a nice area. We love it up there. It's nice.
Do it more towards Bavard.
Okay. Yeah, we know where that is. That's up. I think my wife has a client or two up there that live up there.
Tell them, what's your wife do for a living?
Well, she worked for decorators, and she still does work for decorators. She makes, like, custom pillows, custom dust ruffles, things like that. She actually has a decorator out of Maine that sends her rolls of fabric and a PO to say, well, I need this, this, and this, and she makes it and ships it back. But when we were in Florida, we had a couple of decorators and a couple of property management clients that actually, they have a house in Florida and a house up in Brevard.
Lots of people from Florida live in Brevard.
Yeah, Brevard's kind of like the high dollar section up there.
Toxaway, East Sapphire, High Hampton, that end of the county is the high end of the county. Down here where us peons live on the other side of Brevard, not so much.
The peons. That's funny.
They're on their high peaks and look down on us.
Gotcha. I meant to ask you earlier, is my audio level a little bit better than last week? Because this is the original microphone back on this radio now.
You're good and loud today. My audio is perfect.
Yeah, the cable went bad on this microphone, and fortunately, it's got the little, you can unhook the, or unplug the microphone cable, and just replace the cable, and I had to use a different mic from the house, and I guess it didn't have the same punch as this one does.
Much better on this one. Now, we were on the other repeater last week when you were having trouble, too, and it's typically a little bit softer on the volume.
Oh, yeah. I got that one. I don't think it's programmed in here yet, but I got it programmed in our other radio at the house. So, yeah, I can get it from the house, no problem.
Well, the nice thing about that repeater is there's no tone on it, so if you just hit VFO and spin it over there to that frequency, most radios will take care of it.
in auto repeat mode. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, no, it, I'm good.
Still in there, come on in.
Then okay, I'll just wait for a break. And hello, Dave, I don't think we've ever met, but I've heard you call, I heard you on there before. Name is Shane. That's for ZLK. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, KB2HXS here. Yeah, I live in Greer, or Gurr, however you want to pronounce it. So, yeah, I'm sorry if I didn't leave a long enough pause. I apologize about that.
I didn't mean to make it sound that way. I was also changing gears until I get out on another major highway, so it was all right. Go ahead, Patrick.
So, Shane, how's your day been? I know you've been busy, probably.
They've covered a couple of pickups for me, and they had to do some service on my tractor this morning, so I just got into this one where my radio is, so it's been kind of quiet all day.
So in these trucks makes a huge difference for your sanity, not riding around listening to the talk radio or the same 10 songs over and over, doesn't it?
I get to know a lot of people on this frequency without actually ever talking to them, but I learn a lot about them anyway. Go ahead, Dave.
And who do you drive for, or what kind of tractor are you driving?
SPS. I've been there, this will be my 31st Christmas, and I've done everything. I started out in the warehouse and then ran the small, we call them package cars, the delivery vehicles, for 20 years, and now I've been driving tractor-trailer for them for the last 8 years.
Shane, David, and Patrick here.
I'm sorry. I just was listening to my GPS. I got to make a turn off of here. Apparently, there's an accident on 101. Yeah, I drove truck for a long time for Allied Van Lines. I was a owner-operator. I was a mover. So, yeah, I believe me, I feel you with the radio in the truck.
I just do local during the daytime anyway, just around town. But yeah, it does help. And go ahead, Daniel, and 4ZLK.
Hey, yeah, this is another tractor-trailer driver here. I'm actually in a dump truck today, but most of the time I drive tractor-trailer. I've done it now for 2 years.
Yeah, I heard you this morning. I was pulling out of my driveway, but then I got involved in something else. So I heard you say you were driving a truck. Who do you work for?
Dacusville, South Carolina, called McConnell Grading. I do flatbed 18-wheeler, usually hauling concrete or equipment. Concrete pieces like storm drains and things like that are equipment like bulldozers and other such stuff. And then I drive. I have a dump trailer that I use too, so I haul dirt, sand, and rocks for that for them. And I also drive a dump truck for them as well, dirt, sand, and rocks. Today I did gravel and dirt with a straight dump truck.
I drive through Dacusville to get home. I live up there in Cleveland, behind Aunt Sue's. Very good to meet you. Patrick, take it away, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I heard him on the radio quite a bit today. Usually don't hear much out of Daniel on the radio during the daytime.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to route myself around here and get away from this accident. Yeah, like I said, I was an owner-operator. My last tractor was a 2002 T600 with the big bunk on it. And I didn't go coast to coast. I kind of stayed this side of Texas. And I've been around. I've seen the country through the windshield. You know what I mean?
Mac, I think it's a, I don't even know what it is. Probably a 2012, maybe. We've got a couple newer ones. Most of our equipment is used. We get from the bigger hubs, either Columbia or Spartanburg. We don't. They don't give us new tractors in Greenville. Go ahead, Daniel.
Peterbilt 579 dump truck and a Peterbilt 389 road tractor.
It's a little bitty 337 Pete with a 24-foot box on it.
389 someday. I've driven just about everything else, just not one of those. Go ahead, Dave.
The 389, is that like the I don't know, is that a long nose or is that a, I'm not sure what the heck that is. Or is that T2000 looking one?
It like the old long nose 379, but the headlights are slightly redone. They look almost identical to the 379. The 379 was the old one with a double square glass headlights out over the fender. This is also a double headlight, but one of them's a projection lens, and it's in behind one single plastic oval shape lens cover on it, and the whole assembly also holds in the turn signal on it, and then it has a row of LEDs behind the headlight assembly for the rear-facing turn signal. But it's kind of behind it on top of the headlight assembly, but it is a long-nose truck, and that one that I drive has a 15-liter Cummins in it, and it's paired to a 13-speed Eaton Fuller transmission.
Yeah, I had a 475 Cat, when it was the last one before they had to change them over.
I could describe the truck I drive as well as Daniel described his.
Good job, that's for sure. I know exactly what he's driving. But yeah, the little 337 Pete that I'm driving, it's nothing compared to those. It is a long nose, but that's about it.
That I'm driving is a 579 Pete. It has a single square glass headlight with a turn signal on the side. It looks real similar. The headlight assembly looks real similar to, I guess you'd call it an abbreviated version of the 379's headlight. It's, instead of having two glass squares, it's one. Same design of the unit, though. But that's what I'm driving right now.
Where is your business located?
Off 186 by Owens Road.
Off side of the Dacusville Farmers Market, 135. Is it on Pickens side or the Marietta side?
Marietta side, halfway between Farmers Market and Marietta, almost exactly halfway between.
And my son and daughter-in-law live up that way, towards Marietta, off 186 there.
One of the things I had gotten in trouble for early on when I started work there, the drive-thru beside Marietta Farmers Market, I took a 53-foot step-deck flatbed trailer through there with a 389. I didn't hit anything, but I drove it in behind Farmers Market, drove it through the drive-thru, and parked it alongside the trees there. And people that own Farmers Market flipped out, and There was three of them there, one of the managers, one of the owners, and the person at the pizza place that went and fussed at my boss for it. And my boss was like, well, I'll tell him not to do it again, but you're so upset. Did he tear anything up? No, but he could have. Did he hit anything? No, but he could have, my boss says. But did he? Well, no. That was funny.
To say 7-3's here, I've got to stop and get some liquid gold to put in this thing, so I'll be out for a little bit, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Alright, KB2HXS.
KJ4WZM.
There at that farmer's market there, I enjoy that. And Dave, is your call KB2HXS, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
That one, and then Daniel, tell me your call again.
KJ4 Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM.
I can't promise I'll remember it the next time I talk to you. KJ4WZM. Did I get that right? N4ZLK.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, Dave.
I'll negotiate traffic here. Trying to make the left turn. I hate making a left turn on Wade Hampton without a traffic light. Today's driving truck. I miss my old tractor.
I could do an over the road trip one time maybe, but I wouldn't want to do it for a living.
I came off the road in 05 and jumped in the air conditioning, and been doing that ever since.
Today you were driving?
2 years, 6 months of that was spent East Coast Regional from Florida up through the Northeast.
Missed around downtown, huh?
Yeah, I had a headache with the office people at the place that I worked regional for, and it really, really soured my desire to go out those kind of distances until I get my own truck. A buddy of mine has been getting after me, though. He's like, you really, before you get your own truck and do that, you really need to drive for a different company that does, like, he suggested going completely across the whole country. You need to get a good idea of everything that's out there and exactly how it works, because each place is going to be different. You don't want to go into it blind. The biggest thing that I don't like, though, is being absolutely micromanaged to death, which is what the first place I worked for did to me. It was a big headache dealing with them, and they had the worst attitude, too, if things didn't go just perfectly their way. So, yeah.
Micromanaged a lot in the package cars, smaller deliveries, but it's almost like working for myself now. I've got a few deliveries I have to do in the same pickups almost every day. Occasionally they'll give me a different one, but it's pretty easy going. They just leave me alone. Sometimes they'll help, ask me if I can help, and I either can or I can't, and that's the way it goes. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, the only thing I got to say about becoming an owner-operator is just be careful. Do not buy a tractor through a company. Go independently and get a tractor from a truck dealer or something like that. Finance it outside the company. Do not buy through a company.
Y'all talking about driving a truck. Somebody said they've been driving for 8 years or something like that. I got more miles backing up than y'all got going forward. I drove a truck 45 years.
8 years doing the big trucks. 25 years professionally, I guess you could say, if you want to call the small delivery vans professional. I got paid to do it. And we got Dave, KB2HXS, I believe, and then Daniel, KJ4WZM, I believe.
That air is a nice air, Daniel. Doing good other than that. Hadn't done a whole lot today. Got out and played with some antennas and stuff, and got to think I'm going to redo my ham shack. I hadn't made up my mind on that yet.
I still need to get a hold of an HF radio. I had talked to Robert A4RM about getting one of the ones that he had, but now that he's gone, I don't even know that that'll happen. I have no idea how to get a hold of an HF one now, but I was hoping to get an HF, VHF, UHF, the entire spectrum, and really looking for something like ATS 2000. So if you wouldn't mind, you know, keeping an eye out there for me about one of those, I will, I'd be interested.
That, don't know if anybody's got anything like that on the swap net right now. I got several HF rigs, but they're just HF. They're not, UHF and VHF.
Good. Well, yeah, fun with that ham shack thing. I'm going to go ahead and I'm just about back towards the shop, so I'm probably going to clear off of here for now. I'll be listening for a few minutes, but then I'll be hopping on the bike and going home, so I'll be able to be on the radio at that point. So I'm going to go ahead and get ready to sign off here early. I'm on 186, almost back to where I need to be. So I'll catch y'all later. Good talking with everybody in here. Sorry, I can't figure out everybody's call signs right now or everybody's names, but... KF4DOS and the whole group, KJ4WZM. Y'all have a good one.
Better drive safe, KF4DOS.
Nice to meet you. I was negotiating a turn there, Gary. I think Dave's still in there. Go ahead, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I got about 3 minutes to go to I'm home. But yeah, I was the other driver. I was out there about 25 years with Allied. Owner-operator and all that kind of happy stuff. And you probably got more miles than me backing up because I didn't do a lot of backing up. Pulled up to the house, loaded the truck, pulled away, pulled up to the next house, unloaded the truck.
There's a... Yeah, Y'all got your money's worth because y'all had to get out there and do all that unloading. I just had to get out and open the doors and back up and unload most of mine. Yeah, I'd go back and sit in the truck while somebody else unloaded it. But there was a few stops that I had to fingerprint, but there wasn't many. But I drove top to bottom, east to west. And glad I'm not doing that anymore.
I'm glad I got out of it. I did it long enough. You know, I just got tired of when all the regulations changed, taxes went up, insurances went up, fuel went up. And I was like, no, I'm done.
I know you've backed up a lot and got a lot of miles. I've heard some of those guys on the radio talk about what I do is not really driving a truck, just holding the steering wheel. But I'll tell you what, I can back up a lot better than a lot of those guys. Because like Dave said, you didn't do it a lot. But driving around town will give you that experience. Plus, I don't have to fix anything. I don't have to pay for the fuel. I just ride it up and punch out and go home. I kind of like that.
I never owned a truck. My brother-in-law owned a truck, and I talked to him quite extensively about it, and thought about it several different times, but I was with good companies, and they paid well, and I didn't worry about it other than that. That way I didn't have to worry about the equipment and fuel cost and insurance and all the other things that go with it, and so I liked it that way. That way I drew my paycheck and went home. Didn't have to worry about something being wrong with the truck other than telling the mechanics what needed to be fixed. And if it wasn't fixed, then I raised cane.
AX.
Oh,
I see. Well,
see, you got out. This gave me 2-8-7-7. I'm going to be out of here, Jeff, and I'm pulling into the driveway. 73 to Ohm. Catch you later.
And I'm pulling into my next place. I got to do a trailer swap here. I'll be back in a little bit. Go ahead, Patrick. Heading towards that LK.
7-3 to you. Good to talk to you again this afternoon. Glad you got to take some time for your mental health there.
Good talking with you. Hope to meet you face to face one of these days. You have a good afternoon. We'll talk at you later. Shane? We'll be in here for a few more minutes, so when you drop hook and do your thing over there, give us a holler and see if we're still out here. 7-3 there, young man. N4ZLK, KI4DOS Mobile.
KJ4 HYP.
I see KI4DOS, go ahead.
Good time, man. Good to hear you there. Jump on my driving truck, I will. You the fussed at me because I worked on it.
Long time. Where you been? I'm glad to hear you back on the air again. Oh, I didn't fuss too much because, you know, if you fuss at a mechanic too much and you make him mad, you'll get 400 or 500 miles from a shop and you'll break down and have to sit on the side of the road too long.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to make your mechanic mad. Yeah, it's been a long time. Well, let's see, it's 13 years I've been on the radio, and this November, this past November was 13 years, and I can remember you giving me my tail.
I can't say that I remember that, but I've helped out with a lot of test sessions. Been 13 years, but good to hear you back on the air again. If you're around, come back. You know, we still got the net going at 9 o'clock each night, and love to have you come in and talk with us a little bit.
Again, on the pre-net and everything, all I got right now is my little handheld. And sometimes I get in, sometimes I can't. But, yeah, I just thought I heard you in here and speak a good evening to you. And, yeah, it's been you and David, and I can't remember who else gave him my test.
A bunch of VEs. David doesn't help out too much anymore. He's still on the list with us, though, but good hearing you in here, and like I said, I hadn't heard you in a long time, and I hope you're doing well. And come back as often as you can. We'd love to get in here and jibber-jabber a little bit. I've arrived here at the store. I've got to go in and run an errand for the bride, so I'm going to jump out of here for just a few minutes. I'll be back in, oh, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes, however long it takes me inside the store. But y'all have a good afternoon, and we'll talk at you in just a little bit. KK4HYC, KI4DOS Mobile.
We'll catch you on down the log here. KJ4HYC.
Back in just a few minutes. I'm going inside. KI4DOS Mobile.
4ZLK.
And I'm on the side, though.
I was going to pull a fast one saying which chain you talking about, but I've just missed it. KJ4HYC.
4HYC, I believe it was.
So, Juliet 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie.
KJ4HYC. Okay, sorry about that. Well, this is Patrick on this end, KO4HKX. I just got my license September of last year, and then I upgraded to my general about, 2 weeks ago.
In there talking and everything, and yeah, I was going to aggravate you about which chain you talking about. You got Shane back to you.
He's been an AM for 13 years. What part of the hobby excites you the most?
Love it. I'm into everything. Slow scan, HL, building go-boxes, messing with antennas. It all amazes me.
Boxes you're building?
VHF. I tore it down and I'm rebuilding it. I'm building a homemade kit for HF and everything, and I'm going to put the VHF in there also, along with the Raspberry Pi and everything.
Jack in a box for sure.
That part of it, and then I'm redoing a Kenwood TS-820. I'm restoring that thing.
You say you're restoring it. What all then does that involve?
Everything working in it, and make sure it's clean and everything, and I got the speakers with the filters in it and the external VFO and just making sure everything's right on it.
I was just wondering if that was like restoring the faceplates, the numbers and letters and the buttons and all that to come off of it and that kind of thing. I didn't know what kind of detail y'all were doing when y'all say restoring.
My faceplate and everything's in good shape, and all the knobs are. I'm just going through it there, make sure all the tubes and everything working.
I don't even know what the tubes and stuff look like in them. I'm too young for that.
If you look at a light bulb, it's basically what it is, a light bulb.
Is that what controls the frequencies they're on and all that?
Yes, they have. It's got one tube for S and three tubes for the drivers and everything. So they oscillate off frequency and everything. You have to keep check on them and everything.
I'm kind of picturing what you're doing now.
That's just, like I said, that's just one part of it, and I I like doing that slow scan, too.
Do you ever get on the slow scan net on Sunday night on the 146-640 repeater out of Hendersonville?
I have repeaters from where I'm at, but I know they got one.
I'm on there, but I don't have the stuff to receive it or, to decode it and process it.
My cell phone, you got it where you can copy it and everything. It'll decode it for you.
Like I said, I don't know anything about it. I'm not even crawling good in this hobby.
I go play and look up Robot 36. Download it. That'd be one if you got an Android, and then download a SSTV, and that'll get you going.
I may have to look into that then. That way I can see what they're sending across the repeater up there.
They send 3D images over and everything. You still need them old 3D glasses, but they sending that across the airwaves too.
Pretty neat to be sending across RF.
N1DAY, he sent a couple of them to me, and that is so cool.
Pretty neat to watch the all that come through and process out, and then be able to see that and know you just sent it through the air. There's no physical link to anything.
This past field day in June there, I got nine of the 12 images that the International Space Station sent across. I got nine of them.
Those are really cool to look at. But I'm going to leave a pause here for Shane to come back in. He's probably done by now.
Okay, I was waiting to pull out into traffic.
Off.
Break, and I knew if I broke in on the radio, I'd have to drop the microphone. Who's the other station? This is Shane, N4ZLK.
Came back to you, KJ4HYC.
HYC, and what was your name again?
Shane.
I think that's the first time I've talked to a Shane on the radio. Another Shane. You must be a good guy, right, Patrick?
Must be if they let two of you out at the same time.
6 miles.
I think I've heard your call checked into the Blue Ridge Net. Like pre-check-in or something, they've called it, but I've never heard you on the radio.
Little handheld making it up through there.
Pretty good climb up there, or pretty good distance from the repeater. I live up off 11 in Cleveland, in northeast Pickens County.
Did you locate it at? Yeah, I heard you on air. I listen and everything. I just thought I might try to get in there. I guess the conditions are right for me tonight.
A little bit of noise, but you're very readable. So I'm very pleased to meet you, Shane. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
You're making it into the repeater real well, especially from 6 miles without HT. That's impressive.
It is a little Chinese thing, and most people say they don't work too good, but it's the first handheld I bought when I got my license. So it's 13 years old, and it still works.
Sitting on my desk. I don't use it very often. Let me ask you, Shane, who were you named after? Well, it wouldn't be a certain movie that came out back in the 50s, was it?
Color.
that movie Shane, maybe it was the 60s, I think it was late 50s, with Alan Ladd. That was my dad's favorite actor. That's who he named me after.
I don't know who I was named after.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to it. That's what I was told, so that's the only one I can go with. Go ahead, Patrick.
And I don't know who I'm named after. They just may have put some names in a hat and pulled one out.
That's returning.
Spell your name.
I blame this on my mother. She's British, and she put a Y in it, so it's S-H-A-Y-N-E.
Tell me you did. That's how I spell mine.
Unusual, because there's not many of those. Go ahead, Gary.
Don't get into that conversation or not. I don't know who I'm named after either, but that's all right. I've had this one for a long time, and I ain't going to change it anytime soon. There's a lot of people call me a lot of other things, though.
I don't think I've had my name as long as you've had yours. Maybe close, but not quite. But, Shane, I've only met one other person with the same name spelled the same way, and I was making a delivery to him. And I saw his name, and I was kind of excited. Hey, somebody with the same name spelled the same way. And so I mentioned it to him. He just went, oh, turn around and shut the door. Kind of threw some water in my face there. Go ahead, Patrick.
He's not too impressed with his name then, right?
I had a best friend growing up. His name was Shane, and he spelled it S-H-A-N-E. But that was the only one I'd ever known. Go ahead, Shane.
There's a couple I've seen that spelled like that. There was a NFL football player that spelled his name like we do.
Name Shane. Is my middle sister's son. He lives up in Charlotte. He spells his S-H-A-N-E.
Common way. There's somebody who works in the movie industry, because a couple of movies I've seen his name scroll up. He's not an actor, but I think his name is Robert Shane, and or at least that's what he goes by, and he spells it this way. But most of them are S-H-A-N-E, so I guess I'm not as special as I thought I was.
Name's not.
I'm sure I'm special in some way. Go ahead, Shane, pick it up.
Two hams on the radio, the same, feel the same and everything. That sounds, well, that is amazing there.
It's my next stop, and might be my last one tonight. Gotta pick up a few pallets here. Good to talk to everybody. Shane, nice to meet you. And I don't know if you'll still be in here. Gary, hope you have a good evening if you're not in here. And Patrick, be careful going home. N4ZLK.
Shane, I'll be around for a little while, but I may be on the other repeater. I'm getting close to the state line.
Have a safe, you drive safe out there and be careful, as always. KF4DOS mode.
Hey, is Miss Joy got you running tonight?
Wanting something different for supper, and she woke up she actually went to bed with a sore throat, feeling kind of sore. And we did not have any chicken noodle soup in the house, and she had not made any, and she didn't feel like making it. So I run over to the store and got her some Progresso chicken noodle soup. The homemade, old-fashioned kind. It's got the big old noodles and all that stuff in it. That's what she wanted, so that's what she's going to get. As soon as I get back to the house, I'll take the lid off of it, warm it up, and take it in there to her, and sit her down and let her eat.
What they want is what they get, to the best of our abilities anyway.
In there, Patrick, you know, if Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Go ahead and pick it up there, Shane.
Get happy, nobody's happy. It'd be hard to get along with you there.
Tell me how it goes in my house.
That way's gone in my house. I try to keep her happy and keep her off my neck. keep them iron frying pans out of her hands, especially when she's angry.
Do it.
Cast iron ones, they hurt.
His old mother had a marble, I guess it was, a rolling pin. And either one of them would knock a knot on your head in a heartbeat.
I had one of those. Them things, they will get you. It's amazing how heavy them things are for a rolling pin.
Iron frying pan ain't hot.
Mother's iron skillet was my dad telling me, go out there and bring me a hickory. And if it was too big, you got a bigger whipping. And if it was too small, you got two whippings. And, you know, you figure out real quick what size he wants, and you best bring what he wants in there. And if you do that, it's not quite as bad on you. But if you don't bring him what he's looking for, then it makes it doubly bad on you. So I guess I don't know which was worse, daddy or mother.
I'm gonna do the one arm boogie.
Well, could use a little more hickory tea nowadays, but I definitely remember those lessons well.
What's up to lately there, young man? Are you doing anything interesting?
I'm tearing down my gold box, and I'm going to put my HF rig in there, and I'm redoing my Kenwood.
You got that 830, the gold line?
820S.
I had an 830S, and ran across a ham that had a stroke, and his doctor talked him into coming and getting his ham license, and he didn't have a radio at all, no handhelds or nothing. And he came in and took the tech test, and then he took the general test and passed them both. And so I had three HF rigs. I didn't need all three of them, so I carried him at 830S. The external VFO had a problem. Don't remember what it was, but he fixed that himself, and I told him, I said, well, when you get ready to sell it, let me know. He said, I ain't never getting rid of that radio.
External VFO, and I got the speakers with the filters in it and everything. I'm just redoing it.
Well, every once in a while, they need to be recapped and all that stuff. Those older components tend to break down after a number of years, but I wish you a lot of luck with it and hope everything goes well, and I'm sure it will. And it'll be brand new before long.
New again, or just be brand new? Because it can be brand new twice, can't it?
Brand new twice. I had a fella bring me an amplifier one time, and he said, can you fix this? And I looked at it, and it had been smoked pretty bad. And I said, yeah, but you can buy a new one for about what it's going to cost you to redo this one. He said, I don't want a new one. I want this one. I said, okay. I said, you're going to spend some money.
I'll slide another one under and put the top back down on it.
That easier, no doubt. Anyway, I'm fixing to pull in the driveway here, Shane, and Patrick, if you're still in there, I know you said you was getting close to the state line. Good talking with y'all tonight. I'm glad I turned the radio on when I got in the car, and we'll talk to y'all later. Y'all have a good evening, and if I don't get to talk to you again before then, y'all have a Merry Christmas. KI4DOS Mobile.
Greetings, Gary. Shane, nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you on the radio this evening. I enjoyed it. And I'm watching today's 7-3s because I'm in the black hole up here. So you gentlemen have a good evening and enjoy the talk up the mountain. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Be safe out there. Gary, good to hear you again. I won't let it be so long next time. 73, KJ4HYC.
Be good, be careful. KJ4HYC and KO4HKXKF4DOS mobile clear.